I love the song. I would let it play, but we got so many callers. 800-313-9443. Russ, let me just say one thing real quick. You know, I'm an individual. I've been standing up against a special branch of military that I'm not in. They've had me in a military tribunal, a four-day trial in the Federal Fusion Center in Long Beach, where, you know, very few people, if any, showed up. My girlfriend was there, a couple others, handful of people. At some point, you can stand idly by and watch as they start to take people away one by one or go after people like myself and others. I'm telling you who's involved in this. It's the Crown. It's the Royal Crown from the United Kingdom trying to resurrect the system of United Kingdoms around the world. I faced off against these people myself, like Archie Morgan, heir apparent to J.P. Morgan and J.P. Morgan Jr. I know who these people are. I've seen what they do. Admiral Allen, the current Coast Guard Commandant, Admiral Loy, the former Commandant, Admiral Collins, the other Commandant before him. Admiral Loy is working for Lockheed Martin, where he helped start the Transportation Worker Identification Card, which is a biometric ID card that has all your information on it and will also have your medical information on it. And it's for all Port Authority workers, for all officers and crew in the Merchant Marine, for truck drivers and more. And it will be the new national ID. And it is owned and controlled by Lockheed Martin, a military federal contractor that Admiral Loy is now working for. And he helped get it set up when he was the Coast Guard Commandant. Think of that term. Commandant, Commandante. Admiral Allen is a Nazi. I'm sorry. I don't know what else to call him. He's married to Pamela Hess. He's acting like a Nazi. He's using a federal maritime police agency as a special branch of military and carrying on military tribunals of civilians. What else can I say? Russ, go ahead.
Everything. Nothing left to add. God bless you, and God bless Republic Broadcasting. That's the only way we're going to get the word out.
Well, and people need to become proactive and really start. If I can stay alive, let alone continue to fight these guys as an individual that they have basically cut off, sequestered in almost all regards, what does that mean if I could? What could I do or what could others do with a little bit of help?
Well, untie your hands and you'll be able to do a lot.
Well, that's where it comes. It's upon the people. You know, if you want a form of populist, I believe in the United States Merchant Marine. I want American flag shipping here in the United States. I want our shipyards owned and controlled by Americans, not like Philly Shipyard that's now Kvarner. I mean, come on. This is ridiculous. This is America. It's not Germany. It's not the European Union. This is America. And I feel the same way about Canada. I feel closer to the Canadians than I do to the Europeans. Canada is our neighbor, and at some point the Canadians should be sticking up and saying, look, we're sick and tired of this too. This is our country. We're going to run it. This whole thing about independence that they threw a bone to us is a joke, and we want the British royal families and their heirs and all of their games out of our country and out of our lives, period.
Well, I'm going to get off the line and let someone else back on.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go ahead and get off the line and let another caller back on, but I do appreciate what you're doing.
Hey, peace, Russ. You know, hey, get the word out. Mike in Kentucky. Hey, Mike. Mike. Okay, Mike, hold on. We'll go to Lou in Arizona.
Hello, Lieutenant Shine.
How's it going, Lou?
Okay, hey, I'd like to let you know, everybody know, that I'm listening to you through the Jeff Farias show.
Cool. And I ask people to go to the community boards and Jeff's website, the Jeff
Farias community show. Board on Jeff's website, you've got a number of entries about your story. So if anybody wants to know about, you know, where you're coming from, they can go to thejefffariasshow.com.
Well, hold on. We're going to break. I want to talk to you a couple minutes more.
Okay.
We're going to break. We'll be right back. This is Republic Broadcasting Network being simulcast on the JeffFerrisShow.com. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
Plastic Surgery Center. Can I help you?
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having 8 spots on my face lightened.
Okay, can I ask why you're canceling?
Honestly? Well, I found this great product that really works. My face looks amazing.
Can I ask what product you're using so I can let the doctor know?
Before you spend tons of money and recovery time to have age spots, liver spots, dull or uneven skin tone corrected, you should try Night Skin. It's risk-free. Night Skin is a proven anti-aging cream that was developed by Dr. Arthur Perry. It fades age spots on your face, neck, even the back of your hands, and the results are nothing short of amazing. Call now for your risk-free Night Skin. The number is 1-800-362-5848. Don't wait. This is a limited-time offer, so pick up the phone and call. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, we're back. And Lou from Arizona. Lou, you still there?
Hi, am I back on?
Yeah, you're back on, man.
Okay.
Hey, let me throw out the number again real quick. 800-313-9443. We're simulcasting on the JeffFerrisShow.com. People can go on there, sign up for the to be a member of the community. There's a community message board on there. Jeff has done a bang-up job. He's, you know, stepped in for Randy Rhodes and other people out there, other broadcasters. He's got a program on it's AM or is it FM, the other –
He's been on AM, but he recently disbanded that noontime show,
okay,
which was on KXXT AM.
But his web presence is really, I mean, he's really picked up. He's got some really good guests on. He's on every single day too. He's on Monday through Friday.
Let me tell you about Jeff Ferrius. He's
Please.
Authentic. Okay.
Yeah.
He was originally on the AM progressive station, but he's so authentic. I guess the powers that be didn't want such authenticity. So what Jeff did when he left the station, or maybe when the station left him, is he started his own thing. Okay, he's authentic, and he can be found every afternoon, Arizona time, 3 to 6.
And I recommend people listen to him. Call in, become members of the community, and support Jeff and what he's doing. Because, you know, Jeff has had me on his program every Friday for at least the last year and a half or so. He had me on as a special guest before that. And now he has me on once a month, the first Friday of the month, I believe. I was just on this past Friday. yesterday.
Eric, I'm sure if you call in at any time with something to say that he'll talk to you and he'll
Well, no,
you...
but now he's also simulcasting my show, as you are, you know, proof of, a listener, on his network.
Well, I had no idea there was such a thing as the Republic Radio Network.
Oh, yeah, right. And even, you know, and you can trash Alex Jones and a lot of these other people because of their, you know, gamesmanship or whatever, but a lot of good information comes out of a lot of these networks that are out there. And I have a problem with some of it because I understand the whole, you know, how these power broker families like to argue with themselves and be their own opposition. And I know that, you know, nothing against Alex Jones, and I'm not accusing him of anything, but the Jones name is one of these power broker industrialist families that is involved in what is going on here in the United States.
Jones sounds like a very popular name.
They make fire hydrants. They make shipways.
No, what I'm saying is Jones, Williams, Smith, pretty popular.
Well, no, but it's not now. But and that's why I'm saying, though, it's one of these corporatist type families. And again, like I said, I'm not accusing Alex or him being that side of the extension of that family name. But it is one of those family names that you have to be aware of. Like Anderson is one that I've seen throughout. You know, you have a federal building named after Glenn Anderson. Something is wrong there. It should be the Long Beach
Anderson, you're saying?
Yeah.
All right, fine. You know, let's go with that. You have another radio host on the Republic Radio Network by the name of Ernie Hancock.
Right.
Libertarian.
Right.
You know, there's a preacher down here. There's a preacher down here by the name of Steven Anderson who has expressed his hatred and wish of death for Obama. And
right.
every Sunday there's a protest called the Love Rally.
But
at any rate, I'm getting to the name.
Hold on. When you and I'm not all I'm saying is pay attention, because then all it has to do is raise a question in your mind and listen more closely, because when you see. What's her name? Who's the girl who's always on? She does a lot of progressive.
Randy Rhodes.
No. The actress, the one who's
the actress.
Gian with dark hair. She's kind of like a
Giacana, something like that.
Yeah, no, it's close, but that's actually it's a manufacturing family from Italy that makes and sells olives. When you start looking like the guy who was in Star Wars, he's Canadian. The guy who played Darth Vader when he was a kid, Christensen, that is an enormous corporate trucking family from Canada. What's going on? And when you look at a lot of this stuff, is these families are being placed, you know, whether they're a trust fund kid or not.
Look, I was giving you another example of a name combination. You said Anderson.
Right.
Okay, this guy Anderson, a guy in his church is by the name of Chris Boughton, who brought the AR-15, the famous picture that was all over the media, to the rally for Obama that was downtown. And so
right.
It's this church. And so now, yeah, we're talking Anderson and, you know,
it's not that everybody with Anderson or Hancock or any of these names is a bad person or involved in this, but there are these large corporatist families that have been, like Heinz.
I've heard that. You said it earlier. I have another name for you that I'd like to ask if you've ever heard. Okay? Here's the name. Have you ever heard of Metternich? Metternich. Have you ever heard of the Metternich system?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm trying to think of why.
Okay,
I know
you should. Okay, this is going to help you in your argument about the monarchy throughout the ages. There was a guy named. His name was Clemens Wenzel, the Prince of Metternich, and he presided over the Congress of Vienna in 1814, which was a response from the French Revolution.
Right.
And
right,
in the Congress of Vienna, they created what's called the Metternich system. Sort of like NATO, where all of the monarchies would come and help each other. We're talking about Great Britain, Austria, Russia, and there's a couple more. And so this plays exactly into what you're saying. When you mention the Habsburgs and the royalty and all that stuff, you know, you should also mention the Metternich system, because that's where it started.
Yep.
He was the guy who got together all of the monarchies into a system.
A self-protective system to help and help out each and all of the, you know, quote unquote royal families to protect each other.
Which helps sustain them and reinforce them. All the revolution attempts in Europe in the 1830s, not all of them succeeded. Okay, it's because of the Metternich system. The Netherlands succeeded, but not many of them did.
And they know how to come in and take over a republic and use it as an ATM to replenish their stores.
The Metternich system, I'm telling you, whenever you talk about all this royalty or something, Metternich, Metternich.
There's another reason I know that name, though, too, and I can't think of what it is.
You should mention it wholeheartedly whenever you launch into your perspective.
No, I'll read up on it.
Metternich, right. Clemens Wenzel, but it's Metternich. Prince of Metternich presided over the Congress of Vienna in the early 1800s, which helped.
Well, which became, and this goes into Bismarck and more, it became eventually exactly. like the Geneva Conventions.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, I wanted to pass it on to you. I've been meaning to tell you this for months. Whenever I listen to you, I always listen to see if you mention the Metternich system. Because
And that goes to, like, the Bilderbergs. Who do you think the Bilderbergs are?
Who are the Bilderbergs?
You're not aware? It's the very same. It's the same type of a group or organization where, like, like Queen Beatrix is a member of the Bilderbergs. And what they are, they're those who plan society and civilization for the rest of us.
Yeah, same kind of thing. When did that come into fruition?
I don't think it was until this past century in the 1900s.
No, there is history to exactly with what you're saying, and I put it to you that it came together as something permanent, some permanence. So in the Congress of Vienna, Prince Metternich. There you go,
yeah,
Eric.
Peace, guy.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Let me go to Kevin in Australia, and I'll get the other callers. 800-313-9443. Kevin's far away. We lost the connection with him, so I want to get back to him before we lose him again. Kevin.
Yeah, hi, Eric.
Kevin.
Sounds like we have a saying here, when the government shafts you, it's called they'll give you the hairy pineapple, if you can imagine a big pineapple with lots of prickles. So
yeah, right.
It sounds like you've been getting the hairy pineapple.
Oh, yeah, for quite some time. I love Australia. I was down there working as a port engineer on DDG's missile frigates on the Gold Coast, Sunshine Coast, Sydney.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a big pineapple area, so they probably fitted you up then.
Yeah. Well, I surfed Burley Heads, which is Sean Thompson's favorite wave. That place is awesome.
The Americans are very, very well liked here in Australia. In fact, a lot of them, American people, live in my area here. There's a character I see quite often. He's from Texas, and he wears the boots and the hat and the whole full bit. So when you see him walk through the local mall, everybody knows him. He's almost an icon. Americans are very well liked here. But you know what? I wouldn't invite George Bush or Barack Obama to my place for dinner.
Well, you're actually putting George Bush and Barack Obama in the same boat?
Well, you know what? In the case of Bush, I believe that he has deliberately stabbed every American in the back. I believed he knew all about 9/11, if not participated in it.
Yeah,
now, Barack Obama, he comes along, and I think Barack Obama's as crooked as a dog's hind leg.
Well, you know what they do? Wait, hold on. You know what they do is they give us a quote-unquote antichrist, somebody who is opposed to Christ's teachings, like George Bush, so that we will swallow the pill of a Christ-like figure like Barack Obama.
Oh, hey, there's nothing about Barack Obama. Well, you know, the media might try and make him out to be Christ-like.
The appearance.
But the guy himself, you only have to look at what he does. You'll know them by the fruits. There's no similarity between Obama and Christ. In fact, when I saw that the thing where they took
Kevin, you got a really bad echo. Hold on one sec. We're going to commercial. But hold on, and I'll get back to you right after this break. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone. Host, Lieutenant Eric Schein, and we're simulcasting on The Jeff Ferris Show.com. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, people, real quick, I want people to go to the Patriot Radio Review Network, Patriot Radio Review Network, and on there, send them an email about this program and get my rating bumped up, you know, help out. You could also go to crossingtherubicon.org. It's a new website, and or martiallaw911.com. The two websites, for some reason, aren't coming up very well in Internet Explorer. You might have to use Mozilla or a different search engine. But go to Patriot Radio Review Network and throw in some bones in there. Let me go back to Kevin in Australia, and I'll get the other callers here in a sec.
Yeah, Eric, I've changed phones. Is this any better?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, okay. You know what? The American government, look, Americans are beautiful people. They're hardworking. You know, it's a great country. It's just a nice place. The worst thing about the U.S. is the government. They're just a pack of crooks. And I'm not saying all of them because, you know, there are some good men in there. And I don't know about women, but there are some good people there. And I'm hopeful that there will be some, very, very, God-fearing Christian people, elected in next time, the next election, if you actually have one.
Well, but that's the thing. I mean, are you afraid of what's going on in the United States right now?
Look, I've, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of much at all. In fact,
well, you know what I mean. I mean,
I'm fearful for the American people. I reckon, they're being shafted. A lot of them, like yourselves, and the people who probably listen in, and they've become aware of what's going on. But there are a lot of people, and I've got lots of American friends that I talk to. And I bring these things to their attention, and I send them email links, and and they say, "How do you find out all this kind of stuff?" And I said, it's quite easy. It's all published. You just have to, open your mind and do a bit of reading, and you'll see it. It'll become apparent. You don't have to look very hard.
Right, or ever come toe to toe. All you have to do is, it's right out there. Like, go to the Coast Guard's Wikipedia page and see what they're saying that they can do. And they're already doing it. They're a special branch of military that can carry on not just civilian affairs like, arresting and or citing or summoning somebody, but they can carry on their own trials of that person that they've cited as a branch of military, that they can board.
It's a crooked system, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. But you have to look at who these people are, where they came from. Admiral Allen, there's ties to the Nazi American National Socialist Party, Nazi Party, where these guys are wearing, Michael C. Allen is wearing a Nazi armband. And then you've got Admiral Thaddeus Allen, who's, basically acting in the same manner as the current Coast Guard commandant. And he worked in conjunction with Admiral Loy and Admiral Collins. They all served on the same boat together. These guys are, peas in a pod, and they're acting the same way, and they're corrupting entirely our constitutional system of self-governance. They're placing civilians under military jurisdiction.
They don't care, Eric. They don't care for the Constitution. They don't have. You read in the Bible, it talks about when people, lose their love for God. Well, these guys, these congressmen and these senators, they have lost the love for the American people, for the citizen, for the people within their electorate. They have lost the love for the country. They've lost the love for the flag.
Kevin, it's not. I don't know, some of these people, I don't think they ever had it. It's not that they lost that.
Okay,
power.
I stand.
No, but
you've got me there, Eric.
Yeah, Kevin. There's people like Jane Harmon of Harmon Kardon Electronics. She's the richest person in Congress, and she's in there serving her own private trust of Harmon Kardon Electronics. She's not serving the American people. It's just like John Kerry.
Shouldn't be there, should she?
John Kerry is married to Teresa Heinz Kerry. She's the heir to the Heinz fortunes from Senator Heinz. And Senator Heinz was in there representing, guess what? Heinz Ketchup, not his employees. He didn't. When you start looking into how these people treat even their own employees, they're not only in there abusing and passing laws to be able to abuse and enslave their own employees, but be able to abuse and enslave other people as well.
I don't think you can make laws to stop rich people for putting their names up for election into the Congress or the Senate, but they have direct ties
to nobility. I think that the Titles of Nobility Act is in order, because a lot of these people are tied to old world European royal families.
Yeah, well, look, I think the U.S. Constitution, I'm not going to put it up there with the Bible, but I'm going to put it up there as a document, a foundation for a country that, if followed, you'll end up with the most purest, honest type of government that you can possibly have.
I agree with you. I think that our founding fathers really put a lot of time and effort in to create a system that, even though it was born in a time of imperfection, slavery and all sorts of other stuff, they created a system that could change and cure all our ills.
Eric, I'll take it a little bit further than that. Like the people who first settled in America, most of them were from Europe, and they left where they were because they wanted to preserve their religious liberty, and they didn't like the way things were where they were. So they thought,
Kevin, hold on one sec. I want to let you finish, but we're going to break. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back. Mike, not sure what happened with you. If you fell off, you're still listening. Pick up your phone. We'll go to Richard after this. Kevin, hold on. We'll get right back to you after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Hey, Kevin, you still there?
We got here.
Let me, real quick, I just want to read this one thing to you and see what you have to say about it. This is from Philip Bobbitt's book, The Shield of Achilles. I've read it on the program before, but I want to hear your first initial reaction to it and see what you think, you know, coming from Australia. And granted, you know, you live in a constitutional monarchy, much like what our government has become, where there's an aristocracy and a group of, you know, elites, quote unquote, royal families. But this is part three. It's page 211 or something like that. The historic consequences of the long war. Thesis: the market state is superseding the nation state as a consequence of the end of the long war. The end of the long war has been quickly followed by the emergence of a new constitutional order. This new form is the market state, whereas the nation state, with its mass free public education, universal franchise, and Social Security policies promise to guarantee the welfare of the nation. The market state promises instead to maximize the opportunity of the people and thus tends to privatize many state activities and to make voting and representative government less influential and more responsive to the market. The United States, a principal innovator in the development of the market state must fashion its strategic policies with this fundamental constitutional change in mind. What do you think about that?
Lisa, you can just sit there.
Ah, yeah.
You there?
Stuff away. And you can put your...
Kevin!
In and... Yeah, we're right?
Yeah, did you hear that?
I'm back. Yeah, I'm thinking that in relation to the establishment of the U.S. Can you hear me okay now?
Yeah, no, I hear you good. I just heard the background.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. With regard to the establishment of the country, the United States of America, it's my opinion, not just my opinion, I honestly believe that God Almighty had a hand in that because he wanted to protect the people that were coming out of Europe, and he wanted to protect his gospel, so he allowed the United States. Not only did he allow, he prospered it, and he allowed it to grow, he allowed it to become wealthy, and from the US, you've got, like most of the gospel outreach, missionary work, that goes to the whole world. They're Americans, I mean, there are lots of Australians, but we're only 20 million.
I don't think God intended for us to bend a knee or bow our head to another human being.
Oh, no. No. I'm not suggesting that. What I'm saying is...
What I'm saying is that as a republic, a system of self-governance where the people are the government, the people are the sovereigns, they are citizens and sovereigns in their own right.
Exactly.
There are no royal families. I think that's what made our country great. And we stood against...
I'm sure that helped. But, you know, if you're getting God's blessing along the way, I'm thinking that that's a pretty powerful... team to be standing on the right side of.
Well, I agree.
My
main point being is that there's not supposed to be an intermediary between us and God.
Oh, of course not.
That would put
the pontiff out of a job. That also puts the royalty out of a job. In fact, back in the old biblical days where... the people, the Jewish people, first wanted a king. God's plan was no, that's not what you're supposed to have. But they insisted on having it, so eventually he gave it to them. And once they got it, look what happened to them. Downhill they went.
But in relation to the U.S., Israel, Judea was a kingdom. It was a kingdom. And I would say that even now, that it's much more like a kingdom than any kind of form of self-governance or a republic.
Yeah, I don't know that modern Israel is nothing like the Israel of biblical days. I mean, the way I see it, they're just as crooked as, probably more crooked than most races of people. But I'm sure that if you actually get to Israel, go out and meet the people in the streets, you'll probably find 75% of the people are just like Americans, Australians, anybody, you know.
Exactly.
Most people, it's the crooks that get themselves into those positions. And as far as in the US goes, and that's the immediate problem at the moment, it's what you guys have got on your plate, and we're concerned about it because we know that if you guys fall, then we aren't far behind.
If we fall, though, we could end up in the very same straits as Nazi Germany, to where we go bonkers and start, you know. And I mean, there is even with everything that's gone on with China and other countries, developing countries, our military might is scary.
Oh yeah, but you know what? That's true. But I mean, if anything, you know, develops and you end up in a full blown war where nukes are being thrown around, I mean, one Russian submarine, you might as well kiss the United States goodbye. If that gets its missiles out and gone, you know, it's what you just turn the place into a sea of glass. So it's not that kind of a war is not conducive to the well being of the planet. The way things are at the moment,
but you,
we're looking
you,
at a situ-
you you realize that a lot of you realize, though, that a lot of stuff that's going on in Iraq and Afghanistan and possibly Iran and other areas is targeted at Russia?
Of course. And the reason why it's targeted at Russia is because they have, they can build very efficient killing machines. The Russians are very good at building submarines. They're very good at building warplanes. They're very good at building tanks. They're very good at building, shoulder-launched missiles. In fact, you name any kind of weapon, a Kalashnikov, when it comes to killing machines, the Russians are experts at it. And they may not drive around in the latest Camaros and Stingrays and all the rest of it that we Westerners like to drive around in, but one thing they're very good at is building killing machines.
Well, you can see where
they're coming from.
No, but part of that point, though, is that Russia has really never been subjugated to the Western European powers. There are German roots to many of the czars and the royal families, and they want to bring Russia back into the fold. And the Russians, just like, you know, when we set up Noriega in Panama, one of the reasons we took him out was because he started to show independence. You know, he wanted
to.
Yeah. And that's where right now they want to bring Russia back into the fold and under this quote unquote new world constitutional order or new constitutional world order, you know, one world order. And Russia doesn't really want to have anything to do with it.
Well, the reason why they don't is because they can see where it's all leading. I mean, with the World Trade Organization and, you know, Russia's got a lot of raw materials. It has the potential to be a very, very westernized country. But so long as you can keep them out there in the cold, stop them from selling their oil and all the rest of it to Europe and stop them from being a trading nation, you can kind of keep them down. But the difficulty at the moment is Russia has what the rest of the world needs, and they've got the pipelines and they've got the mechanisms to get it there. Obama's mob, when I say Obama's mob, I'm not meaning the people of America. I'm just meaning the elite.
The people that are trying to shaft
the citizens of the United States. I call those Obama's mob, and not too many, like a year ago, I was calling them Bush's mob. So they're the military, industrial, religious, media, congressional complex,
this group of, a couple hundred families with their extensions that own and control the United States and want to own and control the rest of the world.
Yeah, crooked, I call them crooked dirt bags.
Yeah, that's what they are, you know, and I think everybody.
So what they're trying to do is they're trying to put Russia in the poorhouse, and through good management, Russia have been able to, when I say good management, they're a tough mob, they're very sophisticated, well-educated people.
But they're very, 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 very smart. I mean, chess players and more. I mean, everything and anything. It's a very, just like Germany was. But you have to look at what happened after World War II and even in the lead up to it. They took two of the largest republics in the world, centered them on Germany, split Germany in two, the United States as a republic, and the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics at each other's throats, two republics, two forms of quote-unquote self-governance. You can talk about Stalin and Lenin and Roosevelt and whatever. It doesn't matter. These were supposed to be forms that look back to the ancient Greeks in Athens and were, trying to form a system of self-governance that turned into, empires, much like what happened in Germany and Spain and Italy and whatever. But this was done to take down the republics, because look what happened after 9/11. Saudi Arabia had 15 of the 19 terrorists. Did we attack Saudi Arabia? No. Why not? It's a kingdom. What did we attack? Iraq. Why? It's a republic. You need to really look at what's going on, and it goes to the form of government that they want us all to be under, and they want us to be under a system of royal families.
Yeah, they want to attack Iran, knock it off, install a puppet government, and then
basically,
head for Russia.
if they own and control the Middle East, they, I mean, basically the oil, water, everything, and all the various, because it's exactly what Rommel and others were doing, not only in North Africa, but even in the Middle East, and then target Russia.
Russia's the ultimate goal. They want to get rid of the main opposition. So first of all, you've got to get rid of all their buddies. But in the case of Iran, you know, China are in there, and they've got so many deals that are worth hundreds of billions of dollars, and you know, they know that that's a place where they're going to be able to drag out a lot of energy over the next few years, well, the next, you know, 20, 30 years, and they want a lot of trade with that nation. And the Chinese don't necessarily want to deal through the U.S.
China's the US another country, though, like you point out, like Russia, it's very smart people.
Oh, yeah. They're not going to get away with it. You know, the U.S., in the long run, they're not going to get away with it. And who pays? The people pay. And all these wars, they've been generated by a few people. They create a circumstance like 9/11, and I believe 9/11 was an inside job. And I've got enough evidence that I'm perfectly satisfied. And if I was on the jury, I would, depending on who the defendant was, I'd vote to hang him.
It's clear it was an intel operation, because all you have to look at is the attacks that have gone on against anyone and everyone who even questions the quote-unquote official story.
Oh, yeah, the official story is just a lot of crock. You know, it was just, you know, crazy people would believe that kind of thing. And
it's unbelievable.
But in the case of you guys, you've got the four media outlets, you've got the TV stations, you've got the newspapers. They all hammer the same story. You know, weapons of mass destruction, blah blah blah, yellow cake. They go on and on and on and on, and they use coercion. It's not news. It's coercion to talk the people into something that the people themselves would not necessarily, they wouldn't go along with, you know, they wouldn't go along with murder and crookedness and,
but
you know,
also see that, like, guys like Ben Chertoff, who's Michael Chertoff's direct relation, is coming out in, I think it was Popular Science, and writing articles about debunking the 9/11 conspiracy theories. That's a total conflict of interest for him to even be tied to that kind of a story, period.
You know, Eric, I don't usually judge things by what they first look like, but when I first saw that Chertoff being interviewed on a regular news show, I thought to myself, this guy's evil, you know. He's a devil possessed, satanic slime ball, you know.
Skeletor.
He is a crook.
Yeah.
Hey, I better get off this line before.
Yeah, let me go.
I want to come back to America and visit all my friends.
I'm going to
think they might let me back in.
Yeah, I want to go back to Australia and surf the...
Hey, you're welcome here, Eric, and you know, any American people are welcome here, and we make them welcome. Like I said before, the only two people that aren't welcome at my place are George Bush and Barack Obama.
And Cheney and a lot of others, too.
Oh, yeah. I'd let Cheney in. I'd say, Dick, you could come in and share lunch with us, but you're going to have to fight your way in, and if you can beat me, you can come in.
Yeah, right. And then you got to fight your way back out, too.
You can fight your way out, yeah. That's about the size of it.
All right. I love your country, man. Love your people and love Australia. It's beautiful.
Yeah, God bless you and your listeners. And I hope they can get rid of those pineapples really quick, Eric.
Yeah. Let me go to Richard in Alabama. Thanks, Kevin. Richard, you there?
Rock on. Hey, Rich.
Thanks for holding, man. Sorry to make you hold so long.
It's all right. Hey, look, I listen to RBN almost 24/7. I sleep with it, believe it or not.
Cool.
But I want to let you know that there's a lot of good programs on RBN. I mean, I love all of them, actually, but there's a special program with on Sunday evening with Ralph Winterrod, and he talks about the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946.
Right, and I talk about it a lot too. I haven't talked about it in a while, but that's one of the things that they actually passed the Administrative Procedure Act, which is Title V, at the very same time that they passed the Uniform Code of Military Justice. And a lot of this was because of stuff that was going on in the United States with the Coast Guard, where the Coast Guard was trying to bring American civilians under its jurisdiction as this quasi-branch of military and imposed itself upon civilians. So they moved all of our branches of military from the Department of War into the Department of Defense, in keeping with the Geneva Conventions and that outlawed, you know, aggressive wars, and put the Coast Guard under the Administrative Procedure Act, which is civil service law. And instead of, you know, using this just for civil service personnel, now the Administrative Procedure Act is being used for all Americans.
Right.
Hold on one sec, Richard. We'll come right back to you after the break, and we'll let you finish off the show. We'll be right back. Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. Host Lieutenant Eric Schein. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. And Richard, real quick, let me just throw this out. Is the Administrative Procedure Act was passed in 1946-47. The Coast Guard came under it as a civil service agency. It's not a branch of military. It was not branched off of the Navy or the Army. This is on the community board of the Jeff Ferris Show .com for all the other listeners out there, and towards the issue that you bring up about the other programs that are on RBN as well. I asked those excuse me, those listeners to go over there and check out the other programs on RBN. But the law was passed for civil service personnel for internal, meaning administrative proceedings within the executive branch for personnel working in the executive branch, internal remedial, meaning they could not take any life, liberty, or property away, proceedings. Like if your boss is a white racist bigot and sexist bigot, and you are a black woman and he is abusing you, they have a hearing. You say what's going on. They say, look, all right, you know, can we move you to this other office? It'll be a promotion for you. We'll pay for your move. Is that okay? And they try to reprimand the boss, send him to like Dale Carnegie, whatever. But if they're going to fire, especially a federal employee, they have to adhere to and follow due process and follow the Constitution. But what they're doing now is they're using the APA, Administrative Procedure Act, under the authority of the Coast Guard that comes under the UCMJ, which is military law, to administer civil service law to all Americans as if they are civil servants. And I mean, it's just, it's these people have no concept to what the law was created for. And now it's gotten to the point of being like star chambers or privy councils, to where they are using these internal executive branch Article 2, and even to the point of being military tribunals of our own citizens within these extra constitutional, non-Article 3, non-judicial courts, and taking life, liberty, and property away from people. And they are courts of the king, courts of the empire. And if you call back in next week at the beginning of the show, we'll get into that a lot more. But go ahead and finish off. You got the rest of the last couple minutes.
Yeah, Eric, another thing I wanted to say, because John Stadtmiller on Friday was talking about the money system and trying to circulate silver rounds that are from private mints instead of from, you know, the Federal Reserve notes,
right,
which is a great idea. And plus, the Treasury has got a bunch of dollar coins that I've been asking from the banks, and I circulate those as best I can. You've seen them, right? The
yeah,
dollar coins?
Yeah. Yeah, I've actually used them myself and have some.
Yeah, I try to circulate those as best I can. And then while I'm passing them out and people have never seen them before, I tell them, you know, look, our constitutional, we're supposed to be using constitutional money, which is actually gold and silver. But this is from the Treasury Department, at least.
Well, you remember this. You remember the silver certificates of the 60s, right?
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The U.S. notes and the silver certificates. But those were taken out of circulation with Nixon and also Roosevelt. But now we got these, you know, these slugs. But at least they're from the Treasury Department until we can hopefully fix this financial mess that we've been deceived into.
Well, and it's going to get worse, though. It's going to get worse before it gets better.
I know, Eric. And
I hate to
say
it.
You know, we need to form a wagon train. You know, we're surrounded 360 degrees of all kinds of rounds flying in at us, you know.
But you got to look to people like myself and others who have been out here taking on the establishment for these violations, like what the Coast Guard's doing. Go to its Wikipedia page. We need help. I mean, I'm getting abused like you would not believe. Richard, thanks. Will you call in next week at the beginning of the show?
Take care, Eric.
Take care, man. Peace.
With recent internet.